We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
Some people know this, some people don't, but I'm actually a star in the Philippines, so show some respect.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
Not to be dramatic, but I would rather be single than in a loveless, boring relationship. Fully.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. Yesterday on the show, I went off on a little bit of a, what I would call a tirade. Just about Super Bowl squares or any gambling done in an office setting, and I think it's a scam.
I literally said this Friday.
Well,
and everyone was like, no.
Well, sometimes I need to experience something firsthand to agree and understand. So I made mention of this because the person who collects the money every year always ends up winning. There's no receipts. Nobody knows nothing about anything. We just throw a bunch of money in the pile. Nobody knows how much. And then Monday morning comes along and the email we get says, hey, everyone, Derek won 250. Thanks for playing. What? You know what
Derek
I mean?
Derek is the guy who collects all of it. He's our engineer and he does work his ass off. But I think that he's taken a little off the top.
So I decided to start asking some questions. And certain people that we work with here didn't necessarily like that. By some people, yes, I'm talking about Derek, our engineer, and this person collecting the money. That's what he does. And nobody asked questions. So yesterday on the show, I played an old voicemail he had left me about 3 weeks ago, threatening to write me up because I clogged the supposedly.
Allegedly,
I clogged the toilet on the second floor because I'm the only person in the building that uses baby wipes. But nobody has proof of it. So I found the voicemail very funny for a number of reasons. One being, you don't have the authority to write me up. And second, you left me a minute-long voicemail saying that if you, Derek, will be forced to take disciplinary action if I continue to use baby wipes.
Mm.
I mean, think about all that.
It's kind of tough.
Yeah, of course. I played the voicemail on the show.
You did.
And he heard it, and he was not happy about it.
Wasn't thrilled.
So much so that he left me another voicemail telling me not to play his personal voicemails that he leaves me or anyone else on the show. So here's a clip of that voicemail that he left me yesterday telling me to stop playing any voicemails that he leaves me personally.
Hey, man, it's Derek. I just wanted to call. I kept getting phone calls today. You know, people were talking to me. They said you played that voicemail I left you last week. We could talk about this in person. I also guarantee you the math shows that Super Bowl squares are not rigged. Again, can you please not play the voicemail again over the air? I really don't want to have to go to the second floor with this and you know, get you in trouble or get you written up. I just, you know, stop in and talk to me tomorrow after your show, and we can talk about this in person.
The great thing is that I never stop in to talk to him. I see him, but I won't acknowledge it, and I just go about my day. In which case, he'll leave me another voicemail. You know what? Stop leaving me voicemails. How about that?
If you don't want me to play the voicemail, stop leaving the voicemails. I think this is a bigger discussion, though, of I feel like there's just some coworkers that you just don't take seriously or don't respect, in the sense of you would never do that to our boss, Mike Danger. You would never do that to him.
Well, Danger's writing checks.
There's just, like, everybody has either that one or maybe even two coworkers that it's not that they, like, just look down on them. They just don't respect anything that they say.
No, it's like, listen.
And honestly, I don't feel that way about Derek, so don't let me into this.
Oh, yeah, right.
No.
Yeah, right.
Don't let me into this because, honestly, I'm nervous that he's just going to stop fixing things as a whole. And, like, when we go off the air, he's going to be like, oh, sorry, I can't fix it. I don't know.
Long story short, you guys, some of you may remember this. This past summer, Breezy was parking her car in the loading dock behind the building.
No, I wasn't. It was an alley.
Nobody is allowed to park there because it belongs to the company next door.
Who cares?
Here we go. Derek came in and said he was going to write Breezy up because she continued to park there when he said no. And Breezy went off on this 2-week tangent about how he doesn't have the authority, and around we go. So what I'm dealing with now, you've dealt with Derek. And I think that's why it's so hilarious, is because he keeps threatening to write people up and he'll never write anybody up.
Stop saying he keeps threatening people. He's threatening us. He doesn't go to other shows and do this.
Why is PXY the redheaded stepchild of the building?
Of this entire company.
This is what we get for being number one.
We have the smallest studio.
This
nobody respects us.
Sandra says, I am dying in my car right now. On the way to work, Moose clearly does not give a single F. No, that's not true. I do care. I do, just not when it comes to anything revolving Derek.
This person says, are we worried about Moose getting fired? LOL.
So two things we can take away from this segment. One, Super Bowl squares is not worth investing money into it.
Which is what I said on Friday.
If the person at your place of employment is the one winning every year, if he's collecting the money and winning, it's not a good look. Number two is, yes, there's always those people in the company that want to play mall cop. They did everything they can to make it into the academy, and then they fell short, so now they settle for being a security guard at the mall. And that's basically Derek. No disrespect. They put him on the air one time.
Disrespectful.
They put him on the air one time, and they're like, ooh, how about you just be an engineer?
So disrespectful.
For all the people in the back, if you didn't hear the voicemail, take a listen.
Hey, man, it's Derek. I just wanted to call. I kept getting phone calls today. You know, people were talking to me. They said you played that voicemail I left you last week. We could talk about this in person. I also guarantee you the math shows that the Super Bowl squares are not
winning. Can't guarantee
anything. Again, can you please not play the voicemail again over the air? I really don't want to have to go to the second floor with this and you know, get you in trouble or get you written up. I just, you know, stop in and talk to me tomorrow after your show, and we can talk about this in person.
We never do.
Never does.
I never stop. I never talk
so
to
him. So hateful on Valentine's Day of all days. Hateful.
You know what? It is what it is, and I hope that this guy has learned his lesson to not skim a little off the top.
I want my $20 back. Well,
getting a text message right now.
Oh,
it's Derek.
He's writing up immediately.
He goes, come and see me after the show. Once again, I'm not coming to see you after the show.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.